You're listening to Two Guys on Set podcast. That's my dad's show.
Welcome back to another episode of Two Guys on Set podcast with your host Gary
and Jaime.
Hey
ho, hey ho, what do you know?
This is a podcast where, what do we do, Gary?
We talk about behind the scenes stories from working in the film and television industry, along with movie and TV reviews. You know, sometimes we'll have interviews with some crew members.
Sometimes we won't.
And sometimes we won't. Bada bing. And don't forget, bada boom.
And we'll do movie TV reviews.
Yep.
And we'll just talk about whatever else we think is funny.
Yeah. We're just here to make ourselves laugh. If you happen to listen and laugh with us, that's bonus. Right.
Bonus.
Ta-ding.
What's new in the world of Gary?
Oh, man. So I dodged a bullet recently.
Did you work on a music video or something?
Unfortunately, double booked myself for a music video.
Dude.
But ended up not. I ended up getting myself covered for the music video. And what a nightmare that turned out to be.
So you didn't do the music video?
Yeah, I didn't work it. But I was getting live text updates from the three guys that I got on the music video. And you heard
it's a shit show?
Oh, big time. They texted me. Their call time was 7 a.m. By 8 a.m., they texted me that they didn't secure the crew parking lots.
Oh, that's good. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, so the crew was driving all around downtown to find parking.
Oh.
It's going to delay the day quite a bit, if you ask me. And then by 10 a.m., they're like, this is a fucking shit show. And by noon, party shut down.
Really?
Film LA showed up. They didn't have permits.
No way.
And Film LA shut them down.
They said, you guys are no good.
That's it. Yep.
You guys got to pack up your shit and go.
Yeah. And they also didn't realize that the studio that they booked was also being taken over by a much larger production.
Oh.
So I think something about their space was limited or...
What city was this in?
It was downtown. Downtown, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. It's quite a bullet I dodged there.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, or bad, because you could have had a short day.
Right. The question is, are they going to get paid?
Are they paying?
It was $10.99 invoice. So there's the kicker.
There is no proof that you
And then on top of that, they canceled the second day because they didn't have permits. They ended up securing the permit the night before, so that later that night. And they texted my friend. I think it was actually at 11 p.m. They texted him. I was like, hey, so we're going to shoot tomorrow. And he was like, yeah, no, thank you. I'm good.
I'm all right.
Yeah, actually, I got homework.
I got to do a project for school.
Yeah.
Sorry, I
had to create like a worm farm for tomorrow, so I'm going to be busy tonight.
I had an art project. I'm making a volcano.
Yeah. Kind of like your production. It's going to explode. Ho.
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 And so it was a no-go.
Yeah, so he didn't work.
Did he hear any news about how it went?
No, I actually know one of the guys that got on it ended up working it. I've been meaning to get updates, but I haven't yet. I do know it was supposed to be an overnight, 5 p.m. to 5 a.m.
Yeah.
But then they changed the call time to 9 a.m. So I don't know if they did a 9 a.m. to 5 a.m. or sounds typical for a music video.
Yeah, it could be.
But
seems about right.
Yeah. Don't do it. If you really need the money, do a music video, but otherwise, it's not worth the headache most of the time.
Can I talk about the music video I did? Last episode, it was another-ish show.
Yeah.
With the female artist.
Right.
Did you talk about that?
I think so. Yeah.
That was another horrible
experience. Wait, that was the experience. One with the...
The active shooter video?
Wait, active shooter?
Maybe I told you about it, but we never recorded it.
Yeah, maybe. What happened?
The video basically has an active shooter. I can't say the artist.
Yeah.
I don't think the video...
That was like the premise of the video?
Yeah, it happens at a nightclub and there's an active shooter and all these like background people are like running around.
The guy's shooting up, actually, yeah.
The guy's shooting up the whole club up. Yeah, that was the gist of it, and it's for a big artist.
Long day?
Yeah, super long day.
20 hours, 22?
Well, let's just say I did pickups at 6 a.m., right? They let me go home at 5 p.m. to come back at 2 in the morning because they were still going to be shooting.
Jesus.
They wrapped.
I'm surprised they let you go home.
Yeah, I mean, well, the whole DOT saved me thing. The whole DOT thing.
Oh.
I mean,
they actually were following it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The other guy, the camera truck driver, because I was a wardrobe truck driver. The other guy is like, yeah, I've got to let them know about this DOT thing. Are we going to write it down that we're actually working or what's the deal? And then we went to the coordinator and he's like, nah, dude, you guys got to take time off because of the DOT thing. They were actually following DOT and OT restrictions, which was good for us.
Yeah.
I don't know about the rest of the crew, but they shot till 4 in the morning. So we came back at 2 in the morning, wrapped out, and did my returns for that following morning at 7 o'clock or whatever it was.
That's crazy.
Can you imagine that?
That's crazy.
Although their call time, crew call was 9 a.m. But mine was earlier because I had to go to Warner Brothers and get wardrobe and all that stuff. So I was working longer.
That's crazy. I did a music video once where we had an overnight wrapped at 4 a.m. And then originally they wanted me to do returns at 9 a.m.
Damn.
And I was like,
slavery.
And it wasn't just like a simple 2 returns. It was going to be like a good 5-6 hours.
Damn.
So I was like, it sucks to lose the day of work, but no.
You didn't
I
do
can't,
it?
No.
You said, I'm not going
to
do it.
Yeah, I gave it to somebody else. Wow. Because, I mean, we shot from like noon to like 4 a.m. Wow. I wasn't going to do 4 hours of sleep and then drive around for 6 hours.
I've done a job where actually I drive straight to like Fisher. And sleep for like 2 hours. And then,
that's crazy.
Yeah, because by the time I get home, return a truck, get home, you know, and then am I going to sleep for half an hour and get back up? So I was like, dude, I'm just going to drive straight to Fisher, sleep there for 2 hours if I can, and just wait until they open.
Yeah.
That's the way I did it.
It's crazy.
Crazy. The things we do in this film industry.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of this whole DOT thing, I'm not going to say his name, but I was talking to a guy recently that kind of messed up his driver's log.
Oh.
And they were questioning it.
Really?
And apparently, if the DOT audits it, you can get fined $1,100 per log, like per day of your log.
How was he filling it out
wrong? He wasn't putting in his PTI, his pre-trip and post-trip inspections. He was just putting like on duty and then straight to driving.
Really? You can get in trouble for that?
Yeah, apparently. See, I mean,
I don't even
like,
want to do logs anymore, man.
Yeah, there's so much into it, and you don't get paid that much more anymore.
Because if I get in trouble, I mean, nobody has taught me how to do one.
Right.
Everybody has a different version of how I should do it, and you shouldn't do this. You should put 4 hours off.
Yeah, that's the other thing. We were talking about it. Like, so they did Quixote.
We've never been trained. We're not union.
Right. So Quixote, when the whole DOT thing first started, Quixote put on like a whole kind of seminar with CHP officers and stuff.
Right.
I wasn't able to go because I was working. But the thing is, maybe like DOT coordinators or somebody should be putting on a class.
They
maybe
give
like
us a guideline.
Yeah.
How they expect it or want it to be.
Right. Because there's so
and
many
what
things
is
you
legal
don't know.
And what is right.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I feel like there should be classes maybe once every quarter or something. Like, once every couple of months.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes there's new drivers that are just starting out, and they have no idea about
kids
any
are,
of this.
Kids out of film school.
Yeah.
Or green person. Like, yeah. Just random dudes, yeah.
Just as crazy as us doing this for years, and then they changed the rules, but nobody really gives you the heads up on it. It's just like you're supposed to know it.
That sucks.
Yeah, right? So I feel like there needs to be...
I don't like that I can get fined for shit that I'm not... Like, I don't know. I'm supposed to know it, but
yeah.
Who's teaching me?
Right, like we didn't have to get a certificate or something in order to drive a cube truck. Like it's like,
yeah, I didn't get a class A or, you know, I just got a regular damn driver's license.
Yeah,
and now we're supposed to know trucking and logs. And
bullshit.
It's some bullshit.
It's some bullshit.
Some bullshit.
How do you feel about that?
Bullshit. That's right. We have a new sound effects machine.
Yeah.
Bullshit, brother. Anyways. Yeah, I hate that DOT stuff.
Crazy. Yeah, there needs to be more information given out on it. Because it's like...
Yeah, everybody has a different version.
Yeah, yeah.
That's DOT calling you.
Yeah. Hello.
They found out you messed up your log.
We
heard your concerns.
We noticed you were off duty for lunch. Yeah. Yeah, crazy, crazy, crazy.
I've been working on a... should I say the TV show? Oh. So there's a TV show that's ending, a sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
It's ending very soon.
Long running sitcom?
Yes. 12 years? 12 years.
Okay.
It's coming to an end, and we're shooting a documentary for it.
Seinfeld.
Is it Alf?
Is it the Dick Van Dyke Show?
Is it I Love Lucy?
I Love Lucy Remastered.
Remastered edition. The THX edition.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're shooting that. It's fun, man. It's good times. Yeah.
Yeah. Easy? Hard?
Yeah, very easy. The whole sitcom world is just dialed down. They know what's up. They know.
Yeah, they're very...
They got camera set. They got tape marks. This is where this goes. This actor stands here. Everything's like choreographed.
Yeah, I feel like, and especially having the live audience there, it goes kind of...
Boom, everything's...
Yeah, they've done so many rehearsals. They've been doing it for so years.
They don't even come in on like certain days, or like they know what to do. Like they just run the script, boom, they know it.
And that's that.
One take wonders, and they're done.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And so they're getting a million an episode, probably.
How do you know that?
Nah, I'm just... most sitcoms that are like... have been going for a long time, a lot of times they're making that kind of money.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Per episode.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yo. Cool story, bro.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And that's that.
And that's that.
That's that.
Yeah, so I'm going back the end of, was it April?
Okay.
Yeah, we're shooting some more.
Nice.
We're shooting the last episode, The Farewell.
Oh.
And that's going to be cool.
So you're going to be there while they're shooting? Oh, because you guys are doing like BTS, right?
BTS.
We're like shooting, a documentary?
We're shooting their table read. We're shooting their rehearsals. We're shooting everything.
That's pretty awesome to be in the room during like a table read. We're shooting
audience members. Getting audience interviews.
Nice.
And I'm eating all their craft service. And their catering is great.
Nice. Like I'm there mostly for Crafty.
Yeah.
I'm there for the little mozzarellas and the
the mozzarella balls.
Yeah, in the olive oil with the seasonings.
They had tacos one night.
Oh.
But it was Tito's tacos.
Oh.
But it was good.
Yeah.
It wasn't Tito tacos, but it was like Tito tacos.
Oh, okay. I don't like Tito's tacos.
You don't?
No. I went there once, and I was not a fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It just didn't. I didn't see what the hype was.
That makes me sad.
Yeah. Well, I went with a friend who grew up here, and he was like, I don't know why people like this.
Really?
Yeah.
You prefer like street tacos?
Yeah, like ones that have like gravel in them and stuff.
The carne estrada?
Carne estrada.
Eric Estrada?
I prefer Trejo's tacos.
No.
No, I've never actually had them.
That's like Sharky's.
Is it? I've never actually been.
I heard.
Trejo's.
I heard he's got vegan tacos in there. Who the hell has vegan
tacos?
Vegan and tacos shouldn't be in the same sentence.
Is the tortilla made out of cauliflower crust?
Right, Aaron?
It's L.A.
What's the best L.A. taco you've had?
Honestly, the food trucks, man.
Food trucks is a way to go. Yeah.
I'm very low means.
Have you had the White Rabbit? What do they call White Rabbit? White Rabbit food truck. It's maybe. Filipino Mexican food infusion.
Oh.
They make these burritos, rice, beans, chicken, but the rice is like Asian rice and like it's awesome. Oh, they have egg in them, like almost like
koji.
Like no, it's called White Rabbit.
No, yeah,
it's chicken fried rice, but with all the taco meat.
Ah, that's interesting.
I've eaten at a few food trucks that have that infusion, like the Mexican Asian infusion. Mm-hmm. So,
it's good stuff, right?
Yeah, that's great. No, it's awesome.
Koji is amazing because it's like Korean.
We've had Mexican. Koji for second meal.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
What job were you on?
Don't worry about it.
Sure. It's a secret. I need to get on that job.
It's a secret. No, yeah,
their short rib tacos are freaking amazing.
Oh,
my God,
dude. Who was on that job? Oh, Mario was on that job. We had Koji truck pulled up and it was like, why are they here? Oh, that's for us?
We need. They have all their stickers on the front of the truck.
Yeah.
We need to slap a two guys on set sticker up on there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Slap it all in. Yeah,
that stuff is good, man. I had never had it prior. So when I had it, someone told me, get the Korean short ribs or whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, the bomb.
With hash browns in it? Come on.
Oh, tekarese.
Tekarese.
What's the oddest second meal you've had? I've had
oddest.
Koji. You ever had the panini lady?
Panini lady? I don't think so.
No? Just some lady that comes in with a flat iron fryer thing.
Oh, it just makes panini. Yeah,
exactly what I said.
Panini. You know.
No, she comes and makes cheeseburgers.
Yeah. I had a Paquito Mas for second meal last
night. Did you?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, your own second meal or was it?
No. No. No.
Because Paquito Mas is right across the street from
Well, my call time yesterday was 9:30 in the morning. Yeah. And we wrapped at 10, so technically I didn't need a second meal, but they had lunch at 1 p.m., so they had to give us a second meal because it was already past the 6 hours. So they got Paquito Mas.
Oh.
Very, very good stuff.
It's good.
Yes, very good.
Nice.
Yes. I don't know for odd second meals. I mean, I'm not a fan of Zanku. They get, you know, a lot of times they get Zanku. Not a fan of that. I am a fan of In-N-Out for second meal.
Do you like when they bring in the falafel? The Mediterranean?
From Zanku?
Like the shish kebab places?
Oh, I never had that.
Never had it?
I don't think so.
I'm not a fan either.
In-N-Out's always a good second meal. Pizza's always good.
In-N-Out is not quick. Because you know why? It comes fucking cold. I hate cold as In-N-Out. And then by the time they announce it, oh, second meal, shit's fucking cold.
Yeah, that's true.
Sucks, man.
That's true.
Actually, In-N-Out is the worst burger having it cold.
Last time I had
it. You got to have that there.
Yeah.
Fresh and hot.
Not to go.
Fresh and, yeah.
Fresh and hot.
Fresh and hot.
Last time I had In-N-Out.
He likes it fresh and hot.
Who doesn't?
Fresh and hot. Cha-ping.
The last time I had In-N-Out for second meal, it was raining. So it was like trying to eat a cold burger in the wet rain.
Soggy, wet, cold burger.
It was like soggy.
Did they bring fries?
They did, yeah.
Cold as wet fries.
Soggy, cold, wet fries. It's like when people are doing the hot dog eating contest and they dunk their hot dog into the water. So it's more, like that,
More digestible.
Yeah. It goes down easier. You don't feel bad in your two-hour traffic drive home.
Exactly.
Taco truck. The taco guys are good when they show up. The little taco carts.
That's my favorite. The taco dude shows up.
In the cart.
Bomb.
Making them quesadillas and
what's
tacos.
What's the second meal that Grip and Electric mostly hate? Like they fucking hate it. You ever witnessed them? Like, what's for second meal? Oh, we have this. Oh shit.
I don't know.
One time we had Subway.
Oh.
And it's got to be a non-union because on a union show, I think it needs to be hot.
Yeah.
And they brought in Subway, and they were freaking pissed.
I just worked on a job where they were doing a half a day, so I guess they can get away with it. But they had Subway cater lunch.
I think they can also get away. I could be wrong. If it's a load-in day?
Oh, yeah.
Or pre-light, I think.
Yeah, even with pre-lights. At least with, I don't know if it's the same in commercials, but for like award shows, Local 33, for load-in days, it's always a walk-away.
Really?
They just provide coffee and donuts.
Oh.
But then lunch is always a walk-away for load-in days.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's nice, but sometimes it sucks because if you're on a job for, you know, 5 days of load-in, you're spending $20 a day almost on lunch.
That's true.
Because usually it's in places where it's only expensive things to eat. But, you know.
Imagine if film crews had to go get their own lunch. That would be a shit show, man.
Oh, like
a lot of people wouldn't make it back.
Yeah.
Where is so-and-so? Call them up.
That's why I'm always like,
I'm over here at fucking Fat Burger, man.
There's line's too long.
The line's crazy. You guys
everybody came.
You guys decided to shoot at the mall.
Yeah. I told you it was a good idea to shoot at JCPenney. Yeah.
I'd have to bring my own lunch or something.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, yes, we are very lucky to be provided a catered lunch. But at the same time, it would be a logistical nightmare.
It would be a shit show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only that, it'd have to be an hour every time. How are you going to give crew that doesn't know the area half an hour lunch?
Right, right, right.
All right, and we'll be back in a half. We're like, yeah, what the fuck is around here?
You can't even walk to something and order in enough time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then risking people to come back late and
yeah.
all that shite.
Probably spend more money in overtime than you would on lunch. Yeah. yeah.
I have a show topic for today.
Oh, yeah? What do we got?
Movies that are very popular. Or popular movies that you have not watched.
That's a good one.
You have one, Aaron?
Come Back to Me. Because I've seen most I've never seen that movie.
Have you seen Come Back, Back to Me? Come Back to Me.
I think that was in the 80s. Starring Chevy Chase and Tom Cruise.
Okay, I don't know if this counts because I really don't care to watch it, but it's a classic. But I've never seen Pretty Woman.
Okay.
That is a classic.
You just reminded me.
I consider that chick flick, so I have absolutely no interest in seeing it. But I've heard it's actually really good, even from
chick flickish.
Right? Flickish
for
sure. That just reminded me because I was having trouble thinking too. But Casablanca, never seen Casablanca.
I've never seen that either.
I saw that once and I fell asleep. That was very boring.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
I heard it's a boring
super boring.
Movie.
Yeah,
I've never seen a Godfather.
What?
I've never seen The Godfather.
It's on Netflix. You should watch it like after this recording.
Maybe I will.
Right. Immediately after
okay,
this
so there's
recording.
Three Godfathers, right? There's a bad one, right?
The third one is very forgettable.
Actually, I don't even know if I've seen the third one. I know I've seen the first two, but...
You don't need to. The first two are... That's all you need.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Hmm. What about
I know you haven't seen any of the animated movies.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of animated movies I haven't seen, which Up. I really need to see.
Up. You seen Wall-E? You haven't seen Wall-E?
No. No.
Okay, what about like super popular like Game of Thrones, that show?
No, okay, so I've never seen Game of Thrones.
I saw a few episodes. I was like, whatever.
My fiance just started watching Game of Thrones and she is hooked.
Yeah.
She likes it.
It's a very popular
show. She likes it. Yeah.
I've never seen any of the Harry Potters or
Lord
of the Rings.
Yeah, I tried to. Okay, so for me, Lord of the Rings, I should try and give it another shot now because when I watched it, I was a smoker at the time.
You smoked? And,
yeah. I quit 10 years ago, but I did.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I can't
see you smoking.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I smoked for like 10 years.
Like
and I
a
quit
chimney. 10
years?
Yeah.
Like a chimney.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I can't see you smoking because you're so like prim and proper.
Yes, that is correct.
I didn't know that.
When I was watching...
What made you stop? You had a hack attack cough?
No. Me and my brother decided to quit the same day.
Oh, your brother
day.
Was a smoker too?
Yeah.
Your brother's funny, man.
We quit the same day.
You showed me that YouTube video of your brother doing his voice?
Yeah.
What's that?
The iPad prank?
Oh, yeah. He's
or got the iPad voice. Unboxing?
Yes.
Yes. He is the iPad too. A fake unboxing video. But I was trying to watch Lord of the Rings when I was a smoker. And I got about an hour and a half into it. And I was like, all right. So boring, but it's probably almost over, right? And my friend at the time was like, I know we're barely getting halfway through it. I'm like, I quit. I'm done. I can't do it.
Is it 3 hours long or something?
Yeah, it's like over 3 hours.
No way.
And I think it was because I was getting antsy because I wanted to go smoke a cigarette.
I can't do that.
And it was already an hour and a half and like nothing was happening. So I was like, I'm done with this. And I never continued on. I could probably watch it now, but.
I only saw the first one, and I didn't know at the time that it was part of a 3-movie series or trilogy or whatever. So
Jurassic Park.
I was actually disappointed. I'm like, the way the first one ended, I'm like, this is it?
Were you talking about the Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay.
Lord of the Rings. Yeah, I didn't know it was a trilogy.
Like 4 of them now? Or what?
Yeah, and now they have the spinoff is The Hobbit.
Yeah, that's the fourth, I guess. That's a prequel.
I don't even know that.
Yeah.
Like the Harry Potter movies are really fucking popular movies.
Yeah, I also tried to watch, I mean, stupid of me, I started watching the second one without ever seeing the first one, and I couldn't get through
it. I think I will eventually get to them because my son has gained an interest in stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think he mentioned it one day, and I was like, okay, yeah, we'll watch it. So I might be watching that in the future.
Yeah, in the near future.
They get progressively better.
Yeah.
To me, in my opinion, the first one is the worst one, but like...
The Sorcerer's Stone? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Which was the first?
No, no.
Yeah, it just sounds funny. The Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah, that's the Megasaurus. Did you know, fun fact, the Sorcerer's Stone is the American title?
Yeah, because I noticed it's called
the Philosopher's Stone.
That's right.
Wow.
Because I was looking at the whatever the movie website, and that title came up. I was like, isn't it the Sorcerer's Stone? And I researched it, and it's a different title.
Yeah. Apparently, Americans are intimidated by the word philosopher.
Yeah, very. So, ooh, don't even say that word.
Don't make us think.
Yeah, wow.
Take it easy. You know what's hilarious is when they translate movies into Spanish titles.
It's never a direct translation.
It's never what it seems.
Oh.
Like, it's never a direct translation, because they'd sound fucking weird.
Oh.
But some of these movies...
Do you have like an example? Like, can you think of any off the top of your head?
There's so many, dude. For instance, like Knight Rider was called El Auto Fantastic. So basically, the fantastic, fantastic automobile.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Huh. I should look some of these up.
That's pretty cool.
Well, the reason for those translations, like, because it's you can never directly translate something
right
word for word from English to Spanish, so right. They come with the next closest thing. So like Knight Rider, like it's doesn't flow right when you translate it directly into Spanish.
Right. Yeah, I feel like that happens with a lot. I mean, yeah, like just a lot of like sayings in general. Because sometimes Cynthia will be like, "Well, I don't know how to really explain to you this saying in English because it doesn't really translate well."
That's true.
It's true though.
That's true. That happens a lot.
Yeah.
Especially with titles of like whatever books or TV shows or.
So is it kind of like that when they're.
Like you can't have the
Spanish
movie,
subtitles.
Like you can't have the movie Grease. How would you try? And it was basically it's basically saying the movie Vaseline. If you were to translate it back into English.
Yeah.
Grasa.
Oh yeah, which means grease, but it's not like.
Or fat.
Oh.
Pick there's fat. Also some words have multiple meanings, so that's why they can't use it. You know?
My very favorite word that has multiple meanings is paleta.
Paleta. Here's a good website.
Right now.
We can have Bernie's.
Oh, my favorite.
Okay, the English. So it's translated in Spanish. The English meaning is the dead person is very alive. The Spanish title is Este muerto está muy vivo.
Huh.
Which translated to the dead person is very.
That's funny.
Mrs. Doubtfire is dead forever.
It's not Spanish. It's not señorita.
No, it's Papa por siempre.
Oh,
makes sense, right?
Yeah.
What about Die Hard?
El Muerto.
I'll say the Spanish version and see if you can guess what it translates to.
Okay.
La jungla del cristal.
The crystal jungle.
The glass jungle. Close, dude. Yeah. Very good. Point Break. Le llaman Bodhi?
God bless you.
Le llaman Bodhi. That was easy.
Huh.
They call him Bodhi.
Oh.
Superbad.
El Super?
Ah, this is retarded.
Mal.
What is this?
The Spanish translation or the title they gave it is Super Cool.
Oh.
Okay.
The English meaning is Super Cool.
El Super? Or is that just the supermarket?
No, I think they use the word super in Spanish. They say, "Oh, that's super," which kind of translates to super.
So it's just super. Yeah. It's the same both.
Home Alone.
Casa.
Mi pobre angelito.
Uh huh.
So say it one more time for
me. Mi pobre angelito.
Something, angel.
Yes.
Yes. Come on, you're so close.
I don't know.
My poor little angel.
Oh,
Cynthia would be so disappointed in you that you did not know that.
It's okay. It's improving.
You're gonna get married to a Hispanic chick.
Well, she notices a great improvement since we've been together. So, I'm getting an A in all my tests.
Wow, Jerry Maguire had a wow. Amor y desafío.
I love the love. The false love.
No, love and struggle.
Oh, I'm so close.
How is that Jerry Maguire?
Why not just keep it the
just,
same?
Why not just call
keep
it
Jerry Maguire?
Jorge Maguire.
Jorge Maguire.
The movie Taken. Búsqueda Implacable.
That's too many words for Taken.
It's actually two words. It's two words.
Oh, that's too many. What does that mean?
Implacable search?
What?
Yeah.
I have a very special.
Okay, guess what movie this is? Experto de Diversión. Which means...
Exported Diversion.
No, Experto.
Oh, that too.
Expert in fun. What movie was that?
I'm going to go with...
Aaron,
I'm going to take a stab at this. You said, okay, expert in fun.
So I reversed it on you, sorry.
Okay. No, I like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got to guess the movie.
Okay.
The Spanish translation is Experto en Diversión.
So,
if you translate it back, it's Expert in Fun. What movie is the original title?
I think it's Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah!
Wow. Yeah, buddy.
Damn, Gary.
Wow.
All right, let's keep going with this.
Wow.
Okay. The English meaning is I want to kill my boss. Quiero matar mi jefe. What's the original movie title?
Oh, man. I know.
Oh.
Don't tell mom the babysitter's dead.
No. What's that movie with Jason Bateman?
Oh, yeah.
And Sudeikis and.
Something boss, right?
What's that movie? I just can't remember the name of the movie.
Horrible Bosses.
With Charlie Day.
Yeah.
So that's the one? Day.
Yes.
Oh.
All right. I'm 2-2.
You want to do one more?
Yeah, we can do one more.
Secreto en la Montaña, which translates to Secret
of the Mountain.
Secret in the Mountain.
Oh, I think I know what this is.
Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all know what the secret was.
Okay, this one's
I've never seen this it, one's but we know.
This one's going to be a tough one. So the movie is translated to ¿Qué pasó ayer? Which means what happened yesterday? Mm-hmm. ?
I know you did last summer.
No.
Groundhog's Day?
No.
Ooh, good guess.
It's a good guess.
Very good guess, yes.
It's a more recent-ish movie.
Wait, say it again.
¿Qué pasó ayer? Which means what happened yesterday? Yeah. ?
Memento.
No.
No, he said more recent.
More recent?
More recent than Memento? Yes. I would say so.
So Casablanca. What happened yesterday? I don't know. What happened?
I'm stumped.
Stumped? The movie is The Hangover.
That makes sense.
Vacaciones de Christmas?
I'm sorry to digress, but how would you say hangover in Spanish?
Cruda. What? Cruda is a hangover.
Yeah?
So you could say La Cruda.
Okay.
Which is not a great title.
Or
Estás fucked up.
Yo quiero in and out. Yo necesito un Gatorade.
Yo estoy todavía fucked up from last night.
El too much tequila.
Okay, I gotta let's see here. Amor sin escalas, which translates to love without stepovers. What movie is that?
Clueless.
That could be any romantic comedy.
It's not. Well, it's got romance in it. I'll give you a clue. It's got... it's going to give it away.
Then don't. No, wait.
It's Hannah Montana.
Did they ever make a Hannah Montana movie?
Love Has No Steps? Is that what you said?
No, it's called Love Without Stepovers.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Stopovers.
Fools Rush In.
No. Okay, I'll give you the main actor. It's Tom Hanks.
Thomas.
Sleepless in Seattle?
No.
You've Got Mail?
No.
Oh, I forgot about you.
Love Without Stopovers. It's a.
Oh, The Terminal.
Oh, like layovers? Like.
I'm sorry. It's not Tom Hanks, dude. It's a George Clooney movie. Shit. I just had the poster here. Sorry.
Oh, it's the one where he was in the airport.
George Clooney?
I forget the name of it.
I'm sorry, dude. I said Tom Hanks. Sorry.
George, Tom.
Yeah, I still don't know.
Okay, the movies. You want it?
It came out recently, right? Like 2 years ago?
Recent-ish.
Where he's like in the airport. The something, the takeover.
George Clooney.
Yeah. What is it?
Up in the Air.
Yeah, Up in the Air. Yeah. Yeah, okay, definitely yeah, wasn't.
I never even heard of that movie.
Yeah, it didn't do very well. It came out like 2-3 years ago, I think.
It didn't do good, right?
Yeah, it didn't do good.
What about? Oh, this one's kind of like Terror a Bordo, which means terror on board.
What movie? The Perfect Storm.
What was the one with Harrison Ford?
Air Force One.
Air Force One.
No.
That's such a good
It's an
movie.
Airplane movie, though.
Snakes on a Plane.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Son como niños. They are like children. What movie is that?
It's kind of vague, no?
The
super vague.
Adam Sandler movie.
It's like Grown-Ups?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
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 Thanks for the clue.
Yeah, that is correct.
I have two more. Perdido en Tokio. Lost in Tokyo is what movie?
Tokyo Drift.
Oh. Lost in Translation.
Lost yes. Lost in Translation.
Wow. Yeah, that's Bill Murray.
Damn.
Yeah, but Lost in Tokyo is Tokyo Translation? Oh, you have to translate Japanese to English.
Oh. Mind blown.
Forgot about it. Okay. Last one. La Casa Novias. The Bride Hunters translates to what?
The Bride Hunters?
Bridesmaids? What?
The no. heck? Death by Smoochie.
Wait, is this like Sex in the City?
No,
it's that a movie. No,
it's a movie. It's a movie.
Say it again.
I'll give you who's in it. It might be a dead giveaway, but
The Bride Hunters.
Owen Wilson is in it.
Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
That's a good one. The Bride Hunters.
Yeah, I don't know why they would call it that.
Okay.
Don't know. And that is that.
That is that for what's that Spanish title movie?
That's a great.
That's a good game.
I'm going to find another one.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one more.
Okay. Bonus round.
Bonus round. This one takes all.
Okay.
This one is for 100 points.
$100 million.
Yeah, you're going down.
The Spanish title is Un Final Inesperado.
The Final Esperado.
Translates to An Unexpected Ending.
Oh.
What is the movie?
Inception.
Oh, good guess.
Negative. No. Gary, you can steal for all the points.
I'm going to go with The Big Lebowski for 7,000.
The Big Lebowski is incorrect, Gary.
Does it go back to me?
It goes back to Aaron. An unexpected ending.
Unexpected ending. I know. I need a Jeopardy music. It helps me think better under pressure.
If it goes to Gary,
Groundhog's Day.
Ooh,
I know. I said that twice, right?
A hint. Bing, bing. One of the actresses is Gina Davis. An older movie.
She was in Beetlejuice. I know that much, but I don't think it's that movie.
An unexpected ending.
Wait, is it that softball or baseball movie?
Negative.
No. Sandlot.
No.
42.
I was thinking, oh, League of Their Own. That's what I was thinking.
Oh.
Negative. Susan Sarandon is also in it.
Oh. Okay.
Oh. You guys might have not seen this movie.
Oh, it's that. It's on the tip of my tongue.
It's a very popular movie.
But yeah, it's Thelma and Louise.
Yes. Aaron is the winner of this week's ¿Qué es el título? What is the title?
This is better than Mucho Talento.
Mucho Talento?
Uh-huh. It's that's a TV right. show. Terrible, terrible.
Where are we at? We good?
Yeah, that's it. I'm very satisfied.
I am satisfied with this episode, yeah?
Very good. You should follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Two Guys On Set. Subscribe to us on iTunes so you get notified when we have new episodes available.
Oh, yeah.
And give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. Hook us up. Okay. We'll love you forever.
Yep.
And soon, we're going to do more sticker giveaways.
Yeah.
Just tweet us. If you want a sticker, tweet us. We'll send you a sticker.
Whoever sends me a tweet, I'll send them a sticker.
Anybody that tweets Two Guys On
Set. Hashtag T-G-O-S.
To goes.
To goes. Stickers. whoever.
Yeah.
Just ask for a damn sticker.
I'll yeah, just ask us for a sticker. We'll send you a sticker. We got stickers upon stickers stickers.
So send us a send us a tweet.
Yeah.
And don't forget to watch or go and visit Gary's YouTube channel, Sticky Floor.
Sticky Floor, yep. And Jaime's Instagram page.
Instagram photography page. If you want to see some cool photography, go to jaime.g.photography.
Yep.
Follow me there. Give me some likes.
Yep.
Also give helps some, my Yelp
score.
Some double
taps. Yep.
Some double taps. And our sound effects guy, Aaron, you want anything?
You can follow me on Instagram.
Cool story. That's a great episode. Get out of here. Go back to Florida.
Fine, I will.
Jeez. Oh, too soon, too soon.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
My Instagram is basabi85. Basabi with the letter B, as in boy. Mm. Rhymes with wasabi. Uh-huh. And my Twitter is Aaron Basabi.
Aaron Basabi. At Aaron Basabi.
Yes.
Not to be confused with Basabi. What do you tweet about, Aaron?
Just random things. Movies. Movie reviews.
Oh.
Nail polishes.
You should come join our podcast.
Life updates.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm moving to Florida in 10 days.
Yep.
Yes.
Or less than 10 days.
Less than 10 days.
Yeah. When this comes out.
Yeah. Well, I bid you a safe journey.
A farewell.
To the other side of the world, because the earth is flat.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot it's flat now. So,
have fun on the other
side. I'm driving cross country, so.
Damn. Yeah. Yep. So. Lots of sights to see.
That's good. It's going to be fun. Yeah. Take some pictures.
Oh, definitely. Will do.
Send us some photos.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I will be posting a lot.
Nice.
Anything else, Gary?
That is it. We are good.
Sweet. This has been another episode of Two Guys on Set Podcast, and we'll try to check you out next week.
Yep. Adios.
Later.
This episode is brought to you by ToySparks.com. ToySparks is a website that focuses on providing parents with knowledge and education about the best toys on the market. You can find lots of toy reviews on ToySparks, as well as articles like iPad accessories your kids will love, children's toy storage ideas, and much more. ToySparks also has great educational articles like How STEM Enhances Your Child's Development and Why You Should Encourage Sleepovers. ToySparks.com, the toy website that sparks children's imaginations.